private investigation finds no evidence of misuse in FireAid funds. A private law firm hired by FireAid to investigate whether the charity that collected money for victims of January's Palisades and Eaton fires in Los Angeles has reported finding no evidence of wrongdoing in its distribution of $100 million in donated funding. FireAid's partner, the Annenberg Foundation, hired Los Angeles-based law firm Latham & Watkins to perform an internal review after media reports and public inquiries raised concerns about where the money was spent. Based on the investigation conducted to date, we have no identified evidence of any misrepresentations in the solicitation of charitable funds, improper selection of grantees, improper distribution of funds, improper use or misappropriation of funds, fraudulent intent, or deviation from FireAid's stated mission, investigators said in the report. The start of the probe was announced July 28 after Representative Kevin Kiley asked for a federal investigation into the funding, claiming several victims had not yet received any direct funding from the charity. FireAid held celebrity concerts at two venues on January 30 in Inglewood, California, days after the wildfires that destroyed thousands of homes in Pacific Palisades and the Altadena area starting January 7. The event featured performances by Billie Eilish, Green Day, Lady Gaga, Stevie Nicks, and several other well-known entertainers who donated their talents for the cause. FireAid organizers promised the money would be used for direct relief in its advertising, but it was distributed to hundreds of non-governmental organizations instead, victims claimed. Latham & Watkins reported that their findings indicated that FireAid understood its purpose as a charity concert to raise money for fire victims. The organization consistently communicated how the donations would be used across its website, public statements, and sponsorship materials. Neither these materials nor FireAid's corporate formation documents state that FireAid would provide cash grants directly to individuals, according to the report. Our investigation has also found that grants were disbursed consistent with FireAid's stated mission. Some organizations provided direct cash assistance to victims of the fires, such as grocery and food gift cards, preloaded debit cards, and direct cash grants, while others provided other forms of relief consistent with FireAid's mission, the law firm reported. FireAid responded to the review and released a detailed list of organizations that received funding. The law firm conducted an independent review of the charity and shared conclusive findings affirming that FireAid has acted in accordance with mission, has strong accountability measures and aid is reaching affected communities, FireAid stated. A federal investigation continues into the Palisades fire. Senator Rick Scott and Senator Ron Johnson are leading an investigation into the fire and aftermath in the Senate Aging Committee. The Palisades fire was an unacceptable tragedy, and families deserve accountability, the committee stated in a post on X September 9. U.S. Small Business Administration Administrator Kelly Loeffler visited Pacific Palisades on September 8, meeting with officials and residents to discuss progress. According to Loeffler, $3.2 billion, or 73% of all SBA disaster relief this year, was sent to Los Angeles wildfire victims. She claimed Mayor Karen Bass and Governor Gavin Newsom had refused to cut red tape to allow rebuilding. Massive permit backlogs have left thousands of families and small businesses unable to rebuild, Loeffler posted on X. The Trump administration has stood with this community from day one. The state local government continues to stand in its way. Fire victim and former reality TV star Spencer Pratt, who lost his home in the Palisades fire, attended a press conference held September 8 in the Palisades fire zone. Pratt said he and other residents had received SBA loans from the federal government but can't use the money to rebuild because of state or insurance hurdles. He said he planned to return the federal money as a result. U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Secretary Lee Zeldin affirmed no properties in the fire zones were waiting for federal approvals to rebuild. The onus is solely on state and local leaders who are slow-rolling projects and permits, preventing residents from moving forward with construction, Zeldin said on social media September 9. Newsom's office pushed back on the Trump administration's allegations, calling Loeffler's press conference with victims a staged photo op. According to Newsom's deputy director of communications, Tara Gallegos, local businesses, homeowners, and veterans were still waiting for federal support. If wants to actually help, she could start by speeding up loan approvals, fighting for real congressional dollars, and explaining why the economic injury disaster loans feel less express and more like waiting for the next ice age, Gallegos told the Epoch Times in an email. Newsom's office declined to say if the governor had worked with federal partners to resolve the problems alleged by his staff. The state and city of Los Angeles have stated they would cut red tape in the permitting requirements. However, just a handful of homes have been permitted to rebuild. As of July, only 44 building permits had been issued out of 890 rebuilding applications submitted in the Eaton Fire Zone. In Pacific Palisades, just 165 permits were approved out of 650 submitted. Each application was taking an average of 10 weeks to get through reviews, according to city figures.